So.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just brought her on. So we're looking forward to getting a bunch of people trained up and doing this work and helping more people. So it's great.
That's great.
Yeah. So, Colin, tell me so I know exactly what you've been exposed to, what the last module was you listened to.
Module 3.
Excellent. Perfect. Okay. And did you and Mike practice acceptance on your last call?
We did. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, it's 30 minutes. You know, I'm not a big meditation person. I can barely get through my meditation app. It's about 6 minutes in the morning, and I know it's not meditation, but to do something, to unplug for 30 minutes is a big challenge.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that. But before we do, I always like to, at week 3, go back and just make sure that you're really applying your diet for the mind. So are you spending time with your vision every day? Are you using your mental filter to filter out anything that's not in alignment with it? And are you feeding your mind, especially your microvision or things that feel good? Are you still working hard at that as well?
Yeah, I think in the business of life, I actually had to, I'm a paper guy. Yeah, I've got this recurring all-day appointment, so it's at the top of my calendar. I open it up, I see this microvision, so I click on it when I'm between appointments or whatever, but I still just like to have, I keep a clipboard in my, I spend a lot of time in the car. So anyway,
okay.
I have my vision and my microvision printed just so I can refer back to it, because I was, to be honest, from last Wednesday when I spoke to Mike, through the weekend. The weekend was the toughest part. I kind of slide. I feel like I was sliding and not focusing on doing that. And even like the 30 minutes of acceptance. I mean, I've only done that. I haven't done 30 minutes every morning since last Wednesday when we talked.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. So here's the thing. This 8 weeks is for you, right? You made a big investment in yourself, and you want to get the most results. So. You know, we often say that we've got to make this work the most important thing next to breathing, because it's, you know, your state of being is creating everything.
Right.
And you come into the program unconsciously choosing your state of being and therefore predominantly expanding, you know, an experience of resistance. And then you get to the point where you realize that's not okay anymore. And then you're like, well, what am I missing? And then you come into a program like this and you really get the understanding and the answer to that question. So, My hope for you is that you are going to commit to this and really, you know, even on the weekend, just set aside the time to do this, because until you do this work consistently, nothing can really change for you. And I want you to get results faster.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so,
I get it. Yeah,
you got to commit to yourself. I know we're, you know, very good at committing to everybody else. But the everybody else, you know, we can't be in great relationships with everybody else if we're not in that great relationship with ourselves. So all the things we do for other people, in the end, isn't really going to expand a great relationship. So we've got to turn that attention onto us as much as possible.
And I guess I don't do it first thing in the morning, right? I can do it throughout the day.
Well, here's the thing with acceptance. Well, with all of this work, I'd love to hear that you've got your microvision, you know, available to you all day. That's awesome. So when you're, you know, on your phone, maybe it's the first thing that pops up, you take a look at it. But your microvision, you can, your bigger vision, yes, you know, spending time with it is very important, because it's where you're going, right? It's like the GPS. So until you are really connected with it, it's hard to get there. So
right.
You want to connect with it. You want to make that, instead of putting your attention on the past and the present, you want to put your attention on what's next. Right? And expand that. So spending time with your broader vision all day is very important. Your microvision, you said you do a lot of driving. Well, I'm going to take full advantage of the fact that you drive a lot. You should be, you know, reciting your microvision as you're driving. And, you know, with your microvision, your job is not to believe it, it's to feed it consistently. Okay?
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's what you want to do there. You don't want to wait for, you know, a lot of people, they're so gung-ho, and you may be one of these people, I was one of these people, to get rid of resistance, to get rid of what they don't want to feel, to get rid of the thoughts they don't want to have.
Yeah.
You have to shift your attention off of getting rid of anything, because that's resistance. And you've got to shift your attention to on expanding, right? Expanding acceptance. That's where your attention, we want your attention to be on. Because the more you're trying to get rid of something, the more you're creating more resistance. You've heard the phrase, what you resist persists.
Yeah,
well, it's because you keep choosing the state of being a resistance, so only resistance can create your experience. So shifting your attention onto expanding acceptance, and again, that's what you're doing, your vision. It's not staying focused on fixing what's here and now. It's focusing on what's next. A whole different perspective, right?
Right.
So the diet for the mind, keep spending time with your vision. Now, are you applying your mental filter? Are you really, when you look at your vision, you think of the person living that vision. Are you making choices today and filtering out things that aren't in alignment with that person?
Yeah, that's one area where I've really noticed a marked improvement.
Awesome.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking to a guy in my prayer group. He's fallen away from our prayer group, but he's kind of a guy who can get down on his luck. He's 69 years old and just kind of muddled through life. And I actually told him about some of this stuff, not like I'm in this program, but like some of the things you guys, mm-hmm. and he just, it was kind of like the aha moment of, he just really needs to, he needs to kind of get out of his own head and just, focus on where he wants to be. So it's, but that's the one thing where I just, my wife, and I told this to Mike last weekend, my wife is just pretty stressed about where our business is and all those things. It's easy to kind of drag each other down. So I've just been able to stay above that and just let her know that, that we do need to focus on the future and that, we're I would say we're overly, I don't wear my religion on my sleeve, but I do believe in God and I have a very strong mm-hmm. relationship with him. I feel like that, things are done on his timeline, not always on our timeline. So we just can't get down on ourselves just because we're kind of in a rough spot as far as business, finances, cash flow, all that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how is any, the state of being a stress going to create a solution? It can't.
Right.
The state of being of acceptance creates solutions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I love the part about emotion.
Yeah.
There's no good or bad emotion. It's just emotion. I mean, I just...
Exactly.
Yeah, so that part really, kind of like slapped me in the face. Like, you're at where you're at. You just got it, and you can't stew on it because you really can't do anything about it except accept it.
Right.
I mean, you don't accept it; it just builds resistance.
Right. But here's the caveat, though. I want you to start thinking about: if you don't accept your circumstances, you accept your state of being about them. Because the circumstances Sure.
Yeah.
Don't accept your circumstances.
Uh-huh.
You accept your state of being about them.
Okay.
All right. Because we all know, you and I can be looking at the exact same thing and have a completely different experience.
Right.
Why? It's not that the thing is any different. It's our state of being in the moment about the thing.
Yeah.
That's what creates our experience. So, you could be in a situation where your business isn't where you want it to be, but your experience of that is driven by your state of being. And if you want that experience to change, you've got to get your attention on what you want next, which is a healthy business. And then you've got to be in alignment with a state of being, because the state of being is what's going to create the healthy business. And that state of being, as you've learned with Mike and through the recording on week 3, is acceptance. So quite literally, whether you believe it or not, whether any of us believe it or not, the only thing happening in any moment is we're choosing a state of being. And that state of being is creating everything else. It's creating our feelings, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our reality. It's our gift. It's the Creator's gift to us, right? It's the way we create. We only have to do one thing. We have to choose. And then the state of being does everything else. So if I choose the state of being of acceptance, and I do it consistently, acceptance starts to create my feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and my reality. If I choose resistance, then resistance will create my feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. Now, why do we feel like before coming into this program, we just, have been in resistance? Because here's the thing. Every moment we're choosing, whether we're aware of it or not. So what happened was we started choosing resistance quite unconsciously. Now, that's not to say that you don't have moments of acceptance, because you choose acceptance unconsciously as well, right? But the reality is, the only thing we're doing is choosing a state of being, and that state of being is doing everything else. So our job is not to fix everything else. It's not to fix our feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. Our job is to choose the state of being that's going to create the reality and the feelings, thoughts, words, and actions that we want. And that state of being is acceptance. All right? Does that make sense? I mean, it doesn't actually have to make sense, but do you understand it enough to, okay, I get it. Now what do I do about it?
Yeah, I think the first couple of weeks, a lot of this stuff is just I've had to take kind of a leap of faith, because
yes.
Live by this. You can't do anything about yesterday, because it's done, and tomorrow is tomorrow. You got a plan for it, but you really need to focus on today. So, but you know, things like the state of being, you're trying to portray or you're trying to project of where you want to be. You're not. It's almost like you're living. Or you're focusing on not the long term future, but it seems like you're trying to always keep in mind the horizon, the picture that you want to live out.
Exactly. And then you're choosing acceptance, so you're always in alignment with that picture. Because the state of the person living the vision, are they experiencing resistance?
If they are, it's at a lower level. If they're living
exactly,
I mean, living what they if they're living the view that they're living what they want to be, then I see that acceptance and resistance is this, I don't know, it's finite, but it does peak and wane. And I think the goal is, especially for me, is to try to make sure that I consciously, with my state of being, just try to make sure that acceptance is always in the majority and not let the resistance capitalize, the bucket of everything that I can possibly hold between my ears.
Exactly. Yeah, all those thoughts that you're holding between your ears are just effects of your state of being. So change the state of being, all those thoughts change.
Right.
That's the power of this. That was the power we were given. That's the power we've always been using. We just didn't know it. And we've been using it, in a way that to create something we don't want instead of something we do want. All right? So the most important thing is that we become aware. We have to be aware. If we're not aware, we can't accept. So awareness is something that we can tap into right now. I just have to be conscious. I have to be listening. Awareness is the act of listening, not believing. So you listen to your feelings, thoughts, words, and actions, all so that you can identify your state of being. As soon as we believe our thoughts, we're unconscious. As soon as we believe our feelings, we're unconscious. We're unconsciously choosing our state of being, right? So if I have a thought and I experience fear, and instead of just accepting that I'm experiencing fear right now and in that moment choosing acceptance, I go into the thought, well, yeah, I should be afraid. And what if this happens? And what if that happens? This is it. Now I'm unconsciously choosing fear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we need to be is aware. And awareness is the act of listening. Listening to the thoughts, listening to the feelings, listening to the words, listening to the actions, all so that we can identify our current state of being, so that we can consciously choose acceptance in the moment. And we consciously choose it by saying, I accept, I'm experiencing blank, no matter what the state of being is, right now it's okay. That's how we choose acceptance. The more consistently we make that choice, the more we expand acceptance and start living in acceptance. But here's the thing. Remember, every moment we're making a choice. So if we just do, a half an hour acceptance in the morning and the rest of the day we go unconscious and are unconsciously choosing our state of being, nothing's going to change. However, if we are willing to commit to being aware and accepting our state of being as much as possible, then everything changes. So that's the opportunity, is to accept as consistently as possible. The reason we want you to sit for a half an hour, no matter how much discomfort, boredom, frustration you experience, that half hour gives you the uninterrupted time to sit, identify, and accept, to become a master at listening, the awareness, identifying, and then making the conscious choice to accept. But the clock on acceptance starts before you even start the half hour. We've got to be aware and accept all the time. So as soon as you wake up, what happens when, as soon as you're awake? What starts to happen?
Well, it's pretty concrete. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm focused on the task at hand.
Right, but when you just wake up and aware you're awake, what are you doing? Are you thinking?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when you're thinking and you're not accepting, you're unconsciously choosing your state of being. So what you want to do is have a thought, but then accept the state of being that created it, and have the next thought, and accept the state of being that created it, and have the next thought, and accept the state of being that created it. Go ahead.
So this 30 minutes of accepting a day, 30 minutes to, like Mike said, he had a day where he did 16 hours. So mm-hmm. The more you do that, you're retraining your brain to be able to actively always be evaluating your state of being.
Yeah, you don't have to think of it as retraining your brain. You can be aware and accept your state of being right now with no retraining. You just have to make the choice to do it.
Yeah, I guess the part that's challenging for me is, you know, just like everybody. I'm not unique to this, but it was just by 9 o'clock, my phone is buzzing and ringing. It's like, you know, you get caught up in all the business of the day, and it's just so hard sometimes to. To me, it's hard to like stop and analyze or say, hey, you know, what state of being am I in right now? It's hard to remove that storm and stop and say, you know, especially if you have like a tough interaction with somebody, you know, it's just
sure.
And carries over. You know, I guess to me there, I guess that's going to be the challenge is how do I say, hey, you know, that's done. And I just need to, whatever emotion I have, it's just, I just need to accept it and move on.
Yeah. Just look, when you're learning how to do this work, the best thing to do is look for times when you're on your own,
yeah.
Right? When you don't have those distractions. So doing the half hour gives you that uninterrupted time, but you have to sit for the half hour and you have to accept whatever state of being comes up. Again, the boredom, the frustration, discomfort. And, you know, so set the alarm and don't get up and accept the full 30 minutes until that alarm gets off. But then what do you do next? You get up. Now you're going to get in the shower, right? Potentially. I'm just making up your day for you. So you're in the shower. What are you doing? You're thinking. Accept through the thinking. It's not about analyzing your thoughts and feelings. You just listen to them. If you have the thought, oh, God, what if I don't get that done? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. Very simple. You're afraid in that moment. You're having a what if thought. That's fear, right? Well, I need so-and-so to do this or else it's not going to work. State of being of need. Accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. So what will start to happen, you'll notice, Holland, is you'll start to slow things way down in your head because you have that ability. Your brain can only do one thing at a time. If you're using it to accept through your thinking, your thoughts can't race. And then as you do that consistently, the acceptance starts to expand to your thinking. And now you're having thoughts that are in alignment with what you want. So when you're starting this process, committing to the half hour is critical. But then accepting as much as possible when it's as easy as possible is critical. So when you're driving, you should be accepting your state of being. You're still going to have thoughts. You're still going to have conversations in your head. But instead, you'll accept through them. And then what you'll find is what you were concerned about, all of a sudden a solution will pop into your head. But if you just keep having conversations in your head without accepting through them, that can't happen. Resistance will create more confusion. So when you're driving, when you're, you know, taking a shower, when, you know, all these moments we're on our own, just thinking, that's where you really want to start accepting. Because it's simpler then, right? Like you said, as soon as, you know, the phone goes off or you're engaged in a meeting or it seems right now it's harder, it's going to get very easy for you to accept during those circumstances too. But when you get started, look for those moments when you're on your own. And instead of just having conversations in your head, accept through the conversations. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are you driving right now, or are you pulled over?
I was taking notes, but now I'm driving, so I got a meeting to get to.
Okay. So that's fine. So, but I do want to practice acceptance with you, because it's so critical that I know that you have a foundation and that you can do it, so that this week you will dial in and do the half hour every morning. In addition, you will also do acceptance as much as possible during those easy times, but, you know, all day as much as possible, so that by the time we talk again next week, you'll have had a good solid week of acceptance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So you can do this while you're driving. Just, you know, I'm not going to ask you to close your eyes. Usually I do, but I'm not going to ask you to do that. But I just want you to do what you did with Mike. I just want you to listen. Listen for the first thought or feeling you identify. Then identify the state of being that created it. And then out loud say, I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay. And then immediately go back and listen again for the next thought or feeling. Let's just cycle through that together.
Okay.
And if I stop you, it's to add value, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you explained it a little different than Mike. I think Mike knew it was just maybe having me just repeat that statement with whatever I was feeling. But you said you said I should repeat what you said I should be doing. I should well, just tell me, give me the instructions again, because there were a couple steps there that I...
Yeah, yeah. I like to break it down four simple steps. Listen to the thought, to the first thought or feeling that comes in.
Okay.
And in that moment, identify the state of being that created it. So if you have the thought, you know, oh God, I have so much to do today, you would identify that the state of being that created that thought is overwhelm. Great. And then you accept by saying, I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay. And then you immediately go back and listen again for the next thought or feeling.
Okay. All right.
So four simple steps. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. So whenever you're ready. And if I stop you, it's just add value, okay?
Sure. I accept I am feeling frustrated right now. It's okay.
Okay. Beautiful. Good job identifying. You just, it's not I'm feeling, it's I'm experiencing. I know that sounds a little nudgy, but there is
No. Mike said don't change it. He's like, whatever you do, don't change it. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's
right. So I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Beautiful.
Okay. I am experiencing nervousness right now, and it's okay.
All right. So I accept I'm experiencing nervousness right now. It's okay. Just take your time, slow it down.
I accept I'm experiencing anxiousness right now. It's okay.
Perfect. Keep going. Great job.
I accept I am experiencing he said not to say like feeling, but being frightened.
So fear. State of being a fear.
Yeah, so fear. Fear. Right now, it's okay.
Perfect. Good job. Keep going.
I accept I am experiencing happiness right now. It's okay.
Perfect. Keep going. Good job.
I accept I am experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Can I repeat the same feeling?
Absolutely, if that's what you're experiencing. Yep.
I accept I am experiencing nervousness right now. It's okay. I accept I'm experiencing motivation right now. It's okay. I accept I am experiencing helplessness right now. It's okay.
All right, Holland. Great job. Great, great job. Did you see when you slowed it down, it became much more smooth for you?
Well, yeah. I think before I was just actually trying to rattle off any emotion that came to my head, but being able to really focus on what's coming into my what. To focus on the feeling that I'm experiencing and slowing it down really makes it, I think that's what was a challenge me trying to get through 30 minutes of it. I don't think I was getting myself, I think people say this all the time, we talk to God all the time, but we talk so much, we don't take the time to listen. I think that's, I think I just haven't, that cadence, it just didn't, it wasn't having the profound effect that it needed.
Yeah, so slow it down, especially during that half hour. You've got that time to just sit and listen and identify and accept. A couple of things that might come up, especially during that half hour. You might have that thought, well, I'm not experiencing anything right now. Well, reality is you're always experiencing a state of being or else you wouldn't be alive. Okay, your state of being is what creates your experience, and that's what that keeps us. That's the proof that we're alive, we're having an experience. So you're always experiencing a state of being. If you get to that point where you feel like you're not having any thoughts or, that kind of moment, just check in with what you're feeling. You're always feeling something, all right? If you have no idea what you're feeling, and you have no idea what state of being you're in, it's simply a state of being of confusion. Simple, right? I don't know. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. If you kind of know what your state of being is, but you don't know how to label it, check in with how you're feeling. If you feel okay, it's a state of being of acceptance. If you don't feel okay, it's a state of being of resistance. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Or I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
Don't get caught up in wordsmithing your state of being. It doesn't really matter what your current state of being is. You want to be honest about what your current state of being is. But once you identify it, it's all about the power of expanding acceptance by saying, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. That's where the attention goes. I'm choosing to expand acceptance. Every time you say that phrase, you're making a conscious choice to expand acceptance. And in the world of acceptance, is your business thriving? Is your relationship thriving? Is your bank account thriving? Those things can't exist in the world of resistance. So, any questions, Holland? You're off to a great start. This week is all about getting really consistent with this.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any questions. I'm really glad we went through that exercise because it just, knowing that there's four steps. I really didn't catch on to it last week. Mike and I were just making sure that I learned the way it was worded, and even then I substituted experiencing for feeling. So, but slowing it down really, I think it's just going to make a much more impactful time when I'm spending it, in the morning. More doable,
too. And throughout the day, too.
Yep.
Don't forget throughout the day. And again, look for the easy times to do it. And then also, too, Holland, when you're falling asleep, it should be the only thing you're doing. If you're thinking and just, you got to accept through that thinking when you're falling asleep. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, you got to just accept through whatever you're thinking. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
I can do it.
So jump. Yeah, you can. I know you can. So jump on my schedule next week. And by then, you should be able to say, Doreen, I'm doing the acceptance. It's expanding. This is what I'm experiencing. I have these questions, whatever. So that's the focus, okay?
Okay. If I have questions, do I have Voxer, you and or Mike?
Exactly. Whoever you like, And make sure you reach out because we want to keep you on track.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So great to meet you, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise. Thanks, Doreen.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.